Hello and welcome to All Villa, No Filler, a podcast all about Aston Villa, the world's greatest football team. Just me today, just a quick reaction to the Manchester City-Aston Villa Carabao Cup game. Well, it felt like a Carabao Cup game, didn't it? No, it was in the Premier League. City obviously won 4-1. There's not really a massive deal to talk about with this, but I thought I might as well get a podcast out here. Just reacting to it. And look, before I get going, please do like and subscribe. Follow us on Spotify, Apple. Give us a nice 5-star review if you like what we do. And of course, YouTube is where you can subscribe to us there. Anyway, so who were Aston Villa missing is probably the key question. Well, Emi Martinez, Matty Cash, Tyrone Mings, Paul Torres, Alex Moreno, Jacob Ramsey, Boubacar Kamara, John McGinn, Leon Bailey, Emi Buendia, and Ollie Watkins. Three of them were on the bench, of course. Not all of them were injured. But that is a substantial list of players to be missing for a game away at the treble winners. And given the fact that we were missing so many of our key players, basically a first 11, essentially, given the fact that we were missing a experienced CDM in a game where you're playing possibly the best centre midfielder in the world in Rodri, I think Aston Villa actually did a very good job. And that I think 4-1 feels, obviously City earned it, but it feels a little bit, feels a bit harsh. But it's also one of them you just kind of write off. Because let's face it, whilst City themselves rested De Bruyne and Erling Haaland, you're still playing against a team that is run by a nation state and therefore has the capability to build a side that is very, very difficult to play against. Obviously, they have incredible players, they have an amazing manager, but you know, it is a different stratosphere. And I think Villa competed with what we had very well in the first half. The first half was very impressive indeed. I think to start with, it was a bit ominous. Grealish and Jeremy Doku pulling out wide. I think they were causing us problems in the first 10 minutes and it felt like there was going to be a goal coming through that. Even though Villa did fall into a decent enough shape to withstand them, you know, we'd kind of be a sort of 4-4-2, but that would go into a kind of a 6 at the back. Timo Robinen playing in the centre would sort of drop in. At times, Zaniolo would come back and play out wide. So it'd be a bit of a 6 at times. But one of those wide players did affect us. I thought it might be Grealish, just given the fact that he looked quite ominously good, looked like he might be getting back to the kind of form that might carry City to a few trophies as it did last season. But it was actually Doku with a pullback to Rodri. You know, it's a classic City goal, really well worked, difficult to stop. And yeah, can't really fault it. It just is what it is, 1-0. So what you can say about Villa, though, this season is it is a team that has character. How many setbacks have we had this season where Villa just seemed to come back? You know, the amount of times this season where you'd say the Villa of old would have caved in if a team's coming back at us. The Villa of old would have, you know, had a bad loss and the next game gone and lost again or drawn. Instead, you know, let's say Villa losing to Tottenham a few weeks ago, Villa have come back and won most of the games since. Earlier this season, you know, Villa lost 5-1 away at Newcastle, came back and won the next week 4-0 against Everton. We lost 3-0 at Liverpool, but again, went on a big winning run. Villa just seemed to find a way of kind of fighting back against adversity. And I think in the first half with our essentially what was, you know, a bit of a hodgepodge of a team. Some players that, you know, probably aren't going to play that much for Villa. Some players who've largely been on the bench for us. I think it was fantastic to see Villa come back and get a goal as they did. It was a fantastic work goal. Morgan Rogers doing really well with a very intelligent pass whilst he's under pressure from a variety of City players. Into Yonderan. Yonderan, again, who did very well to hold it up. And then a quick 1-2 between Duran and Rogers again. And a fantastic finish from Duran. So the work between Duran and Morgan Rodgers for that goal was extremely good. Two very young players, both learning, and you know, an experience like that, it can't help but make you think that there's something very positive coming from both players in the future. Duran has certainly shown it at times this season with some absolutely brilliant goals that he scored. Yes, he's still raw. Yes, there are times I think that, you know, there were moments last night where he got a one-on-one with a player, you know, player while the ball was coming on over the top, and he'd have a tendency to sort of position himself and wrongly and give the defender the advantage, or he'd have a tendency to sort of go down. And I thought there were moments where I thought, actually, you know, with your physicality, you can bully him, even if it is Ruben Dias, you know, who's, again, one of the hardest defenders going. There were moments I thought Durang actually could have made more of his physicality. And I think, you know, whilst he's such a young player, 19, 20, I think once he comes to terms with what he is, once he gets more confidence in the fact he can just ball those past players, and he can show that he's got, you know, the intelligence to hold a ball up like he did for the first goal, and then the ability to finish as he did against Palace this season, as he did against Hibernian, Ajax, and just last night against City. Once all those ingredients come together, I'm absolutely certain that Jan Duran can become potentially one of the top strikers in football. He has all the raw ingredients, and you know, it is said within football itself that there is a belief that he is a player who can go to the very highest level. So, you know, he's just got to keep learning, keep going, and he's very young, and iron out the raw sides of his game, and who knows where he can go to. But as for Morgan Rodgers, Rodgers has shown, you know, hints of what he can be against Luton. You know, I think when he came off the bench, he had a really good effort that was saved. But the last two games against Wolves and City, he has looked really, really, really good, and that there is a player there. And if you give him a full year of coaching under Unai Emery, I think don't look at where Rodgers is now, look at where he'll be in a year's time. If he can stay fit, if he can play regularly, I think there's a real player there in Rodgers. He's similar to Ramsey in that I think that he occupies a similar position out there on the left, which makes me wonder how him and Ramsey are going to fit into the same team. Will they, you know, will one be in, one be out some games? Will Ramsey perhaps even go this summer? Who knows what Villa might be selling? I'm not saying I want that to happen, but let's look at the finances. You never know. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. But I think with Rodgers, there's a very, very special player there. I think against Wolves, there were times when he was beating 3-4 players. They were rugby tackling him to stop him. Coming from deep, he was very good at beating a man. There were times he should have released the ball a bit quicker, but again, he's young, he's going to learn that. But last night against City, I thought generally his timing of the pass was really good. I think Villa playing on the counter, on the transition, probably suited him. So I think that, again, you know, let's see what happens when we play a deeper lying team. But I think last night, you know, you're playing against one of the best teams in the world, or maybe the best team in the world. And I think Rodgers, again, it was a really, really positive display. He got his assist. I think I can't wait to see what happens when he gets his first goal. A bit like when Ramsey was playing, you know, coming through at Villa, it took a while for him to get his first goal, but it always felt like once he gets that goal, there's that belief then that, you know, I really do belong at this level. And I felt like Ramsey just went up levels and levels. It's been such a shame what's happened to him with his injury this year, because, you know, he was very, very good towards the end of last season. But Morgan Rodgers, you know, signed for just 8 million plus add-ons. So, you know, it could end up being 15, 16, I think. But the fact that Villa signed a player like that, saw his underlying stats, and he's showing signs of what Emery, Monchi and the scouting department saw, I am very excited to see what Morgan Rodgers could do. That was a really good sign last night. I thought he played very well. But, you know, Villa, I think on the transition, we looked very dangerous. And David Mooney from the Blue Moon podcast suggested that to me when I talked to him on rivalries, that City on the transition were vulnerable. And I think we saw those vulnerabilities last night, especially given the fact Villa didn't have their strongest team out. I can only imagine what might have happened if Ollie Watkins was playing, if Bailey had been able to start, if, you know, Pau Torres started, if Ramsey was there. You know, you can only imagine what we might have been able to do. But, you know, in the end, conceding a goal like we did just before half-time, you're just giving yourself such a problem. And, you know, I thought Zaniolo actually played well last night again. I thought he carried the ball well. I thought some of his passing was good. I thought he worked really hard defensively. But, you know, that you know, again, he's a young player, he's experienced, so he shouldn't be making those mistakes. But that was quite an immature thing to do, I thought, in the wall, pulling away, and Foden's free kick just got through it, and it left Olsen with no chance. And you know, Olsen's come in for a lot of criticism over the season whenever he's had to step in for Emi Martinez. Let's face it, he's replacing, you know, potentially the best goalkeeper in the world. He's essentially irreplaceable for Villa Martinez. So it's been very difficult for Olsen to come in and do what he's had to do. But I thought actually, I think he actually did very well against City. I thought his distribution was good, and he pulled off some big saves as well, particularly from Julian Alvarez. But, you know, set pieces this season, they have been a problem for us. We are conceding goals from them. And it's frustrating to see us concede such a weak goal just before half time. I'm sure Emery, if he were to ever lose his head, I don't think he's that type of manager, but I'd say at times he probably does. I'd say that's probably something at Bodymore here today that he's, you know, lecturing the players on, having a go about, because, you know, you, it's hard enough as it is at City without giving away goals like that. And particularly to a player who's as informed as Foden, because, you know, that gets him up for it. And then, you know, his touch is there, and he's obviously thinking in his head, if the ball comes to him, he's going to finish it. And what happens? Well, the ball comes to him. Fantastic work from Rodri. Gets past Moussa Diaby quite easily. Maybe approaches our defence a bit easily, and a bit frustrating. Foden can find that space, but, you know, it is Man City. They are able to do that. And it was a very well-worked goal from City for the third one. Villa again, unlucky not to score on the transition. Again, brilliant work from Zaniolo, passing it out to Douglas Luiz, who did really well pushing forward, to Diaby, who again, I think, did well. I mean, there's a lot of players I think did well, given the result. And Douglas Luiz was unlucky not to score. You know, again, if that had gone to 2-2, who knows, but wasn't to be. Went to 3-1, and then you just sort of, you know what's going to happen next, don't you? You're hoping Villa don't collapse. You know, we bring on Callum Chambers, who, you know, slightly reminds me of Calvin Phillips a little bit when he plays. You know, Phillips hasn't played for a while. Danny Drinkwater a couple of seasons ago in Kansas Villa hadn't played for a while, and Chambers hadn't played for a while last night and made a mistake that I think was a symptomatic of a player who's not been playing week in, week out. And I don't really know what he's trying to do running out of defence. You know, he could have just knocked a ball over the top, or even just kick it out of play, do whatever you got to do. Instead, he tries to play through City. They win it back, and Phil Foden, you just, you know, give him a chance, and he's going to put it top corner as he did. So, you know, two really silly goals we've conceded, and I'd say two well-worked goals from City. Look, I think ultimately, it's one of them that you just have to say it felt like a Carabao Cup game, given the volume of players we were missing, given the volume of players we had starting on the bench, given the fact we, you know, we're playing young players, Jon Duran, Timo Robinum, you know, Morgan Rogers as well, even Moussa Diaby, you'd say, is, you know, a new player to the Premier League, essentially, Zaniolo, you know, a lot of players who don't necessarily start all the time. And I think on the counter, they did actually quite a good job. And it's just a shame that, you know, we gifted a couple of goals away. And, you know, shout out to Tim Robinum as well. I thought he did well. I thought he made some good tackles. And again, this is a fantastic experience for him and a few of the other younger players. But, you know, look, the big game this week was Wolves. We got the win. The next big game for us is Brentford at home. Brentford are not in good form, though Ivan Toney is back and looked sharp against Manchester United. They got a pretty dross draw against Brighton. It wasn't a good game at all. But it's Brentford at home. You know, Mbeumo, Ivan Toney, they're two players that can cause real damage. And I wouldn't write off Brentford at all, despite the fact the form isn't good. I still think they can definitely cause us problems on the counter and on set pieces if Villa are the largely ball-dominant team. But that said, we do have the X-factor players. Maybe Watkins will be back. Leon Bailey, you think, will be starting. Moussa Diaby looks like he's in red-hot form at the moment. Zaniolo's in good form. Otherwise, you know, Rodgers is looking good. So, you know, we do have players who can cause them a lot of problems. And I'm sure that Villa will do that. And I'm sure we'll get goals. Just have to be very careful about Brentford's attacking players, particularly when they hit us on the counter and on set pieces. But otherwise, you know, let me know what you think of the game. You can email allvillanofiller@gmail.com, or if you want to, you can always, you know, contact us on Twitter, Facebook, various other social sites, and yeah, please, you know, if you like what we do, drop us a 5-star review, write something nice on iTunes, 5 stars on Spotify, iTunes, and follow, subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Let me know what you thought. Up the mighty Villa.